Meditation is something that is important to your psychic development, your mediumship development, because there's a point at which you close off from the world. However you do it, however you guide yourself there, or whatever your steps are to take yourself into a state of quietness, is comfortable for you. That's what it should be. There is no hard and fast rule says you have to do this, that, or the next thing. It's what makes you comfortable and it makes you peaceful. And you will find your own way of doing that, but it's something that is worth practicing each week or each day or however often you feel you can do it. And it's something that by meditating more, you won't probably develop more mediumship. You still have to live. The development side is in your everyday life. That's your practical, if you like. And the meditation is a quiet place to go to reflect and let things process through the mind. And it's something that is important to you if you decide that you want to learn more about mediumship. But you don't need to do it for hours. And you don't need to do it, as I say, 10 times a day or something like that. It's just ridiculous. You might as well be dead. There's no point, because you've still got to live in this world. And I mean that so many people think, if I keep doing this, I'll just become more spiritual. And the whole idea is to become spiritual within a human life. We'll all be back in the spirit world at some point, but the idea is to bring more spirituality through this life. And we do that by trying to understand our own actions and doing it in a quiet place within our mind, away from our everyday life, just finding a place to sit quietly. Some of you may go into development groups and circles. Is anybody here sitting in a circle, a development group? Yeah. Okay, there's some of you do that, which basically lots of spiritualist churches open themselves up to open circles. You might be lucky enough to get into some private circles where a medium just runs a group. And there you will be instructed by a medium about meditation and how to expand your own consciousness and how to develop mediumship. So imagine you've done that for 5 years. Okay. Because the whole awareness thing does take a long time, and it's not because spirits don't want you to do it. A lot of people say, but why am I not getting anything? Why are they not giving me anything? You should always listen to what people say. Spirit don't give me things, don't they? If you look at it as you don't get things, you're not able to receive it. You'll actually learn more about yourself. But too many people actually blame other people or blame spirit. My teacher's not good enough. Well, then find another. It's quite simple. Go somewhere else. Or look for somewhere else. Because to constantly blame is stopping you from growing. To constantly say, oh, but why aren't spirit guides coming to me? Why do I not see them? It's because you don't know how to. It's not because they're not there. And when you're ready to, you will. And it can take years, years and years for all of these things to actually happen to us, which is why I say you don't just meditate once and you go, that's me, I'm a medium. But we don't, because it's not just about the mediumship or the psychic development, it's about developing self and healing self, as I said earlier. What we're going to do is just try a little experiment on healing, because I always find that through healing, through the want to help someone, is when we actually can get some link with them. If you're trying to impress people by saying you're psychic and you have no real feelings for people, you probably won't be that good at it. Or you might have some clever wit or something like that, but you won't really penetrate the psyche of the person that you are actually trying to help. So the whole idea of any kind of psychic exercise or exercise in mediumship must have some kind of good intention. There's got to be a reason for it. You don't just do it. It actually has to have some cause and effect. And through healing people or the want to make someone better is one of the best ways that you pick up on things. I know that in my own development, my teacher made me do healing. And I used to say, but I'm a medium. And she used to say, yes. What, and you don't have any care for these people? You won't do healing? Yeah, well, okay, if I have to. And I was not good at it. I was really awful because I kept thinking, no, but I'm a medium. And she says, you will do what you're asked. Go do it. So she made me do healing for 5 years. And by the end of it, I didn't really want to be a medium. I loved what I did so much. I thought, this is really, really helpful to people. But what I didn't realise was that the mediumship was developing all the time. I was trying to heal people. And it's in healing that we actually would feel something. You'd think, this person, it's not just the illness that they have or what they think they have. They've actually had a loss 6 years ago, and it's a father. And I would actually pick up most of my mediumship through healing. And it was something that I realised how right she was. to make me do that, because it was a good discipline to do it from compassion and not because you can. Because she said, yes, I knew you were medium 5 years ago, but there was no point in just putting you on a platform because you'd have become so egocentric, you'd have just been doing it for the wrong reasons. You needed a reason to do it. And the reason she gave me was to heal people. But I've found in developing other people that the best way to bring about your mediumship or your psychic awareness is to help. It really is. Without a goal or direction, it's so random, you'll start having all these predictions and all things happen to you. And you won't know anything about it. And how can I stop it? How can I start it? When do I do it? Because you've no discipline. And that's why these psychic episodes happen to people. Because they haven't learned how to focus and discipline their mind on why they're doing it. So we can allow psychic awareness and mediumship to rise up in us when we actually have a direction for it. Simple little thing at the end of that meditation was to whatever peace you feel, direct it out to somebody else. And good work done for the spirit world is done and then forgotten. That way it lasts forever. To constantly keep it for yourself is not good. The more we learn to clear and give, the more that comes through us, we receive more. Here's what we're going to do. The people standing behind, quite simply, just put your hands on the person's shoulders in front of you. So we've done that, right? Those of you who are sitting, just want you to sit and relax. Just be completely relaxed, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to ask the people behind, and just take your mind into a nice quietness, a nice stillness.